You're listening to SBS News.
Since it first appeared in Wuhan in late 2019, coronavirus has been caught by more than 250,000 people worldwide, resulting in more than 11,000 deaths. In Australia, 7 deaths and over 1,000 COVID-19 infections continues to see authorities ramp up measures to reduce its spread. Sydney's favourite tourist attraction, Bondi Beach, has been closed after thousands flouting social distancing advice. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott urged Australians to take measures seriously.
This is because we need you to be safe. This is because we need the public to be aware that they could be carrying this virus without even knowing. Some of the photos that I saw this morning from this very beach of dozens of families using communal showers and toilets is in complete denial of what this virus is all about.
But Bondi Beach's closure just marks the beginning of potentially entire suburbs and parts of the city locked down to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The National Cabinet will meet next week to discuss the measures, as well as further restrictions of non-essential indoor activities such as cafes and pubs.
What we've asked for advice on is the density of those cases, how many cases in a particular area that triggers actions over and above what these general rules are that apply to those areas. And that would be staged up according to the level of that outbreak and what needs to be done wherever possible to shut that down.
Meanwhile, the nation's borders were closed to non-residents and non-citizens last night. The decision comes as 80% of COVID-19 cases have been transmitted between locals and those returning from overseas. International flights leaving the country were grounded earlier in the week. Australians and their direct family members will still be allowed into the country but must self-quarantine for 14 days. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says everyone should reconsider any unnecessary travel, urging Australians abroad to return home as soon as possible.
We have got the international ban now coming into place around the country in relation to cruise vessels, and that will be enforced. In relation to those Australians who are in other places, as I said earlier this week, Qantas will continue to be maintaining flights out of a number of key hubs, and that's Los Angeles and London and Hong Kong, I understand, and Auckland and a few other places around the world. And we thank them for continuing to do that.
For those living in the country on expiring temporary visas, the future is looking less certain. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge is urging temporary visa holders to contact the federal government or apply for another visa. Mr. Tudge is working to make arrangements more flexible.
For those people who have visas expiring very soon, yes, apply, call the immigration department or certainly let them know. But then you will be able to apply for a further visa, and we certainly are taking into account the coronavirus circumstances.
Meanwhile, a reduction in home delivery services is making life difficult for those self-isolating. Opposition spokesperson for Home Affairs, Christina Keneally, says some people are now relying on charities for basic supplies. Ms. Keneally says the government now needs to step in and ensure vulnerable people who rely on home deliveries have options that do not put stress on charity services.
And no one here is blaming the food retailers for taking what is a necessary decision in order to ensure that we have food stocks on the shelves. But what is happening now is that people who are in self-isolation, who cannot access home delivery groceries, are being directed to food bank. And that is a completely unacceptable way to address this gap.
About 3,800 passengers and crew from a Ruby Princess cruise ship are now self-isolating after 4 people on board were confirmed to have COVID-19. 63% of the ship's 2,647 passengers were Australian, 20% were United States residents, and the rest were from a variety of other countries. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says there is a heightened need for people from the ship who become unwell to get tested.
There's a risk assessment on all the ships, and can I just say that New South Wales health procedures go way above the national guidelines for what's recommended for cruise ships. What we did was an assessment of the ship. It had just gone from Australia to New Zealand. There was no evidence of COVID-19 on the cruise ship. There was some flu activity.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia has one of the highest testing rates for COVID-19 in the world, defending the way the government is testing people for coronavirus. The Health Minister says that at the moment, more than 115,000 tests have been conducted, and he says Australia has the highest rates, unmatched except for that in Korea and Singapore.
On the latest advice that I have, and this will be updated over the course of the weekend, at 115,000 tests, which is one of the highest in the world, and in particular, one of the highest per capita rates of testing in the world. That means that we've had over a 99% negative rate. So for every 100 tests, well over 99 have been negative.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.